You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Oh, man, fast and furious, and this is the way it is in our transfer portal situation that happens. Man, and it is not going to go by. So it's time now for our latest on LSU football and the transfer portal. All this is brought to you by the spirit of First American, a banking tradition since 1910. We have one with us, Jarrett Roser, who covers the LSU Tigers. And Jarrett, man, within like 72 hours, the comings and goings has been wild. But everybody certainly wants to know about Sam Levitt, who gave a commitment to LSU, has nothing signed yet. So give us the latest on what you've been hearing on Sam Levitt to LSU.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you guys having me. As always, it's a pleasure, you know, catching up with y'all. And there's been a lot to catch up with in terms of this LSU transfer portal run starting last Sunday. So, you know, a week and a day ago with Jackson Harris, the Hawaii wide receiver. They're now at 28 signings or commitments with Sam Levitt and a couple other guys earlier Monday morning. The reports from On3 that Sam Levitt was indeed committed and going to be headed to Baton Rouge for his next college stop. And, you know, Lane Kiffin had kind of cryptically alluded to it with some of his Twitter personality earlier this morning about the amazing day that LSU fans have been waiting for. But you're right, there's, you know, nothing official yet. He's not one of the guys that LSU has announced officially as being signed and heading to campus. The confidence is there that's just kind of finalizing some of the verbiage of that agreement. But I know, you know, Tennessee and others will continue to push until it is official, because Sam Levitt is the top ranked prospect or player in the transfer portal this winter. And so not surprising that there's going to be a continued push there, but LSU expects him to be in that quarterback room in 2026.
You know, when you talk about the quarterback room, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't that very similar when you're trying to provide depth? The quarterback from Elon, if I'm pronouncing it right, E-L-O-N.
Yeah, Elon.
Elon is kind of like, look where no one thought at this time last year Trinidad Chambliss was going to be the guy. Think about that, Mike.
When think about
from Ferris State.
I told you the story. I'm on the sidelines at Nichols State. I meet up with his uncle, and Cam Ward is a freshman at Incarnate Word. Okay, people say, well, Incarnate Word, Elon. No, look where these guys are coming from. Trinidad Chambliss from Ferris State. You didn't have that exposure now because of the transfer situation at NIL, but Jared, you can speak about it. Now I'm seeing these guys, they signing small college players all over the country.
It's all about production.
Exactly. And that wasn't the case years ago.
Yeah, and I think that's honestly one of the biggest reasons Trinidad Chambliss is, I mean, kind of the poster boy of this, of why I and I think a lot of people expect a lot of success for Lane Kiffin and his crew coming to LSU, is because they've had such a track record of success, you know, at a place like Ole Miss, historic levels of success in recent years, that I think it kind of speaks to their ability to handle this modern era of the transfer portal and to be able to identify talent that is going to fit what they want to do or what they're willing to do, particularly on the offensive side of the football. You know, years past, top programs could sign all of the top high school prospects and have them wait in the wings and develop them and wait their turn, you know, for years to come. And so all of the top guys were kind of congregated in a few powerhouse programs around the country. But now with the ability to move around, you see less patience for waiting for that. And so guys are ready to make that jump within a year to go find those opportunities, whether it be for playing time or bigger money. And so I think there is a fluidity now, and guys can end up anywhere, and guys can move up really quickly or move down those ranks really quickly. And so making sure that you're hitting on the right talent evaluations is kind of more so than ever the name of the game, because you're going to go and invest in some of these guys to get them there. They need to be the right guys that are going to be able to excel where you're at. And that's something that I think, again, Trinidad Chambliss is the shining example of many that Lane Kiffin and company had success with in Oxford and are now looking to translate over here to Baton Rouge, where they have more resources and feel like they can you know, take it to that next level and go compete for championships.
Jared, what's the chances that they land a third? And we've seen him. He's on campus. You saw on Longstreet, a former five-star quarterback from the California high school ranks. He's not a big guy at all. I mean, they list him at 6 foot. I think you're not stretching it a little bit. But, man, he threw for over 8,500 yards and 83 touchdowns in high school. He was actually recruited by Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin, Charlie Weiss Jr., to try to go to Ole Miss. He goes to USC. Now, his name is in the portal. Is there a possibility that LSU could not only land Landon Clark from Elon and certainly Sam Levitt, but what about Husson Longstreet from USC?
They're trying. It'll be a tall task, I think, to land all of those guys. But there is a chance that, you know, this quarterback room is not done yet this week, and that Longstreet is kind of the top of that list of who could be a next addition to it. And that, you know, that's something that was going to be really interesting to me, this transfer portal window for LSU, because particularly on the offensive side of the ball, there were a lot of empty rooms, essentially, or, you know, very little retention from last year's roster. And so as much as they kind of had that opportunity to go pursue the transfer portal and find guys, the idea of recruiting multiple, I mean, they've got 9 receivers coming in, and now they're trying to potentially land 3 quarterbacks. And so in a world where guys are looking for clear paths to the football field, I was interested to see how the pursuit of depth and numbers at certain positions went, and they've succeeded thus far in a lot of ways. And again, that 9 receiver class really is kind of the epitome
Real.
Of that. Yeah. Now they'll see if they can add a third quarterback. And again, they continue to push. They have some optimism that it's something they can get done. But that's, you know, that's a convincing, you know, process to get a guy to come over when it seems like Levitt is the anticipated starter and still has 2 years of eligibility remaining.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first 2 orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
What about the offensive line? Because you can see how the offensive line does make a difference. You look how Miami can run the ball. Indiana can run the ball. You look at the center. I thought it's a unique situation. You look at
Braylon Moore.
Braylon Moore, the starting center for Indiana. He was in a national championship
but
last
not
year.
Braylon, because Braylon's
no,
LSU
no,
guy.
For Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And then now he's the starting center for Indiana. Fans have asked me, Bobby, we had all, you know, it's nice, these flashes, all these skill players, but what are we going to do about our offensive line?
Yeah, they've added four now, and they're looking to add more. I think that's the key area here in the next couple of days, winding down the transfer portal window, is trying to continue to add to that offensive line. They have the guy you mentioned, Braylon Moore, who at center, his transfer from Virginia Tech a year ago, he ended up being, despite battling some injuries, one of the bright spots on a really tough year for the offensive line this fall. They have a guy back in Weston Davis who obviously he had his struggles this year, thrown into that offensive line at a starting tackle spot, but he's someone that they felt strongly enough about his potential there to be developed that they made sure to bring him back. They've got some other pieces like a Solomon Thomas or the Bordelon brothers who are in that room, and they've added William Satterwhite, the backup center from Tennessee, Darren Stray, a big right tackle who was a reserve this year as a true freshman for Kentucky and is a former really highly regarded prospect. He's someone I think LSU would anticipate playing a role right off the bat this year, and a couple of more interior guys, probably Jacoby Jones, a Manny native from up there in Northwest Louisiana, and Jaquan Sprinkle, who has some experience to him at the college level, but at North Carolina Central. And so they've added a few pieces already in place, but are rebuilding a lot of that room. And so I think they look to potentially add, you know, at least a couple, if not a few more here in the coming days.
It wouldn't, because man, I've seen it. I think there's at least three and maybe a fourth Ole Miss offensive lineman that has thrown himself into the portal. Mm-hmm. You have a connection there, certainly, especially on the offensive side. Do you think that that will be something that they'll try to tap into because of your connections with the Ole Miss players to try to help the offensive line and go in that area?
Yeah, and I think those are guys that, you know, they were in the middle of a playoff run, and so they didn't enter their names into the portal until just the last couple of days, but two that popped off right away, a couple of younger, talented reserves from that team, Devin Harper and Ethan Fields, who were Louisiana guys. Devin Harper was a one-time LSU commitment until Lane Kiffin's offensive staff was able to sway him away and swing him out to Ole Miss. But he's someone that I had a lot of conversations with about how excited he was to play for the home state program. And so in addition to that background with Lane Kiffin and company on that staff, it's a place that in Baton Rouge that he wanted to play coming out of high school at one point. And similarly, Ethan Fields, a backup guard on that team, is a kid from Dutchtown High who signed with Ole Miss. LSU wasn't in the picture for him, but he's someone that grew up right there in the shadows of Baton Rouge, watched guys like Lloyd Cushenberry come out of Dutchtown and go play at LSU, and really has a lot of respect for the place. And so now, kind of similarly to what we saw, I guess, at the end of the high school early signing stretch in December, where there was a kid, Braden Allen, who had called LSU, a wide receiver out of Lafayette Christian, had called LSU his dream school, but just from a coaching fit standpoint, had remained committed to Oklahoma because he thought that was the place for him to be. But as soon as Lane Kiffin and company came into Baton Rouge, it kind of swayed things and became the best of both worlds. And so I'm interested to see if that sort of a dynamic plays out for some of these Ole Miss guys, particularly the Louisiana natives.
What about the safety from, is it John Arrett, he committed to Washington State, and then the Washington State coach leaves, and so now it opens up his recruitment that he can sign in February, if I'm correct on that. And man, you know, you've got some talent there, and he's being recruited by a number of the bigger schools. Man, his name just pops out of my head at the present time.
It's Jackson Williams from Archbishop Shaw, who was a one-time Tulane commitment starting in June and remained committed to Tulane all the way until the final days in December. But then the coaching change there with Coach Summerall heading to Florida kind of reopened that door a little bit. Washington State had been the one that came in strong for him and a few other New Orleans guys down the stretch. And so he was one of four guys that signed with Washington State in December. But because of NCAA rules now with a coaching change, they were granted their release from those signing papers when Washington State's coach and defensive coordinator and other staff members headed to Iowa State. And so it kind of reopened things for Jackson and some other guys. And he and I were talking yesterday about how crazy it is, how stressful it's been of a past month for him and his family trying to find the right fit at the college level and have two coaching changes kind of turn everything on its head. But now, because of all that, he's still available for an LSU to come in with a late offer on Sunday. And I know he's fired up and ecstatic for that opportunity. It feels like kind of a destined thing, I think, in a lot of ways for it to play out this way for him after some of those ups and downs. And he's someone that I think is a top 20 to 25 senior in Louisiana that got overlooked a little bit at times, but is a versatile defensive back who's only played football for a couple of years. Went over there, to the football team, had an awful lot of success and has a lot of his best football ahead of him. I know coaches at both of those previous stops have viewed him as a long-term NFL type guy. And so if that's somebody that you can steal here late in the high school class for LSU, I think that's a phenomenal ad.
Yeah. I know one thing, Hank Turney knows how to coach and man, he praised him a lot. So that says a lot. If Hank says he can play.
Now, Jared, everyone in these parts, the last one before we let you run, I want their opinion because times change. Nothing stays the same. You look at the last time the SEC went this long with our national championship was 2002. And, you know, when Florida State, Oklahoma, Miami, and Ohio State completed a four-year run of non-SEC champs. Now, you look, that's basically two decades plus. Since then, the SEC team has played for a national title at least once every two or three years. And in that span, the SEC won 14 of 22 championships. I think those days are over. You know how, you want to host a Super Bowl in New Orleans like once every 4 or 5 years, whatever, that I think look at the Big Ten and in the end they have a chance to win three straight. So wouldn't you say that domination by the SEC because of name, image, and likeness transfer portal, those days are over? What is your take on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think clearly we've seen the Big Ten in particular come on strong here in recent years and that they're, a power contender as strong the last 3 to 5 years as anyone. But I think we're going to see the SEC come back. Certainly they haven't gone anywhere. I think they've continued to show investments into the way that they approach the new era of college football. And I think, honestly, circling back to the beginning, I think LSU is going to be one of the teams that's in that mix to try and get the SEC back to the top of the mountain.
You know, Jared, I look at this. I say right now, I think I'm being objective, that the SEC is the best overall, I think, top to bottom. But as far as on the top, no, it's the Big Ten. Is that fair?
And Ohio State and Indiana ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, and then you throw in Oregon.
And Oregon is, because a lot of people, Oregon's out west. No, they're part of the Big Ten.
No, and then you look, Michigan recently won a championship. No, I'm just saying, I think top to bottom, SEC's worst is better than the Big Ten worst.
Jared, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Great stuff, and hope to have you back real soon.
Yeah, anytime, guys. Appreciate y'all.
Jared Rosa does a great job covering the LSU Tigers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.